This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, we'll hear how the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy towards homosexuals in the military is playing out in this year's election campaign. But first, we look at the rise of a new type of legislation on the state level. District attorneys across the country are increasingly pressing for elderly people to be given special legal protection, much in the way that children are in many states. As Christian Foden-Wenzel of Oregon Public Broadcasting reports, an egregious case of elder abuse in Oregon has led to the introduction of several new laws there.
Victim advocate Joyce DeMonin remembers the case of Alzheimer sufferer John Kingery as if it were yesterday. His daughter had taken control of his pension and decided life could be pretty sweet if she didn't have to pay for his care.
So what she did was she actually checked out her father from the nursing home, brought him home, got him all new clothes, cut the labels out of the clothes, got a new wheelchair, filed off all the identifying numbers off the wheelchair, and took him from Washington County, Oregon, which is west of Portland, to a racetrack at Post Falls, Idaho, and left him there with no resources.
The case attracted national attention, which in turn prompted nurses where the senior Kingery had been living to alert police. But after prosecutors found his daughter, they had a problem. While there are plenty of laws protecting children from abandonment, in 1992 the law presumed an adult couldn't be deserted. They charged Kingery's daughter with kidnapping, and a judge was convinced, but that charge was built on shaky legal ground. So lawmakers quickly included abandonment of adults in the state's Criminal Mistreatment Act. 37 other states followed suit. But, says Washington County Circuit Court Judge Rick Knapp, the Kingery case showed police that many crimes against the elderly weren't being investigated, primarily because they were being committed by family members and close friends. Judge Knapp says lawmakers responded by changing the state's rules of evidence. Just as the testimony of children is allowed in court without them being present, the hearsay statements of older people are now accepted.
So what we did was we decided to use that statute, and we went back and we amended that hearsay statute to allow statements by persons 65 years of age or older to be admissible at trial.
He says it means that DAs can now continue prosecuting a case even if the victim has died or lost their mental capacity. Still, such legal machinations don't catch the public's imagination, says Knapp, making it tough to build momentum for change. But sitting at Oregon's first ever elder abuse summit this winter, he points to their secret weapon, a video screen. A room of 100 people sit, glued to their seats, watching elderly Oregonian Barbara White explain how she hired a family friend for a little yard work.
Next thing I knew, he had hit me in the back of the head, just whammo, and knocked me down, and lying on top of me on my bed, and wanted my PIN number for the bank. And I said I didn't know what my PIN number was. I never used it. I just went into the bank. I had no use for a PIN number.
Her captor eventually let her go, but not before driving her to the bank and stealing $1,200 out of her account. Such compelling testimony has helped keep this issue on the minds of local lawmakers. Indeed, Oregon's governor, Ted Kulongoski, is expected to announce a task force this month specifically to look into this issue. Washington County DA Bob Hull says the laws governing the sexual abuse of older people ought to be changed first.
The problem is if they're not in a vegetative state, and they may have their faculties there, but they really can't put up much of a struggle. This is their caretaker. If they report this, if they do anything that's going to impact their care, then, you know, they're afraid to stop this person. And those are the cases that kind of are between the cracks as far as not a crime if they don't put up a struggle and they're capable of doing so.
Hull says a competent defense attorney can currently argue that if an elderly person didn't put up a struggle, then the sex must have been consensual and legal. He admits it's a tricky area of the law, but he says that's why they need a state task force. Sarah Aravanis of the National Center on Elder Abuse applauds the state for its groundbreaking efforts.
Well, Oregon's done many very exciting things that have been used as models for the nation.
Meanwhile, more stories keep cropping up in Oregon's papers. The latest involved a former caregiver who will serve 2 years in federal prison for swindling a dying priest out of a $350,000 life insurance policy. For Day to Day, I'm Christian Fodenwenzel in Portland.